The tour content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweiss, and this is the audio version of the one-page article I wrote and published on my blog, Kol HaSaridim, on July 27th, 2021. Title of the article is The Principle of Humanity versus Emunas Chachamim. At the beginning of Radical Hope, Ethics in the Face of Cultural Devastation, Jonathan Lear mentions the principle of humanity, quote, that we should try to interpret others as saying something true, guided by our own sense of what is true and of what they could reasonably believe, end quote. The very short Wikipedia article has a different formulation, quote, when interpreting another speaker, we must assume that his or her beliefs and desires are connected to each other and to reality in some way, and attribute to him or her the propositional attitudes one supposes one would have oneself in those circumstances. Let me just read that again. It's quite a mouthful. When interpreting another speaker, we must assume that his or her beliefs and desires are connected to each other and to reality in some way, and attribute to him or her the propositional attitudes one supposes one would have oneself in those circumstances. End quote from Wikipedia. A third formulation, stated in the Wikipedia article on the nearly identical principle of charity, includes negatives. Quote, to avoid attributing irrationality, logical fallacies, or falsehoods to the other's statements when a coherent, rational interpretation of the statements is available. End quote. Compare all of that to Emunas Chachamim, which the Brisa in Avos 6.6 identifies as one of the 48 qualities through which the Torah is acquired. Some might explain this to mean faith in the wisdom of the sages, which suggests an uncritical acceptance of the truth of the sages' words. According to my understanding, it would be more accurate to render Emunas Chachamim as faith that the sages are Chachamim, that they are wise. In Darkei HaTalmud, the relatively unknown Talmudic methodology manual by Rav Yitzchak Kanpanton, who lived from 1360 to 1463 CE, the author expounds in detail on what Emunas Chachamim looks like in action. Quote, at the outset of your analysis, you should establish as a premise of your thinking that each of the speakers, the one who asks and the one who answers, that both of them are intelligent, and that all their words were spoken with wisdom, understanding, and knowledge without anything twisted or distorted. This is what the sages mean when they say, when they rhetorically exclaim, are we dealing with idiots? That's a quote from Shavuos 48b. Therefore, you must analyze all their statements and see if they are statements with sound reasons, as strong as a molten mirror, that's a reference to Eov 37.18, or whether they are weak statements, like bland food without salt, and that's a reference to Eov 6.6, and whether they are intellectually probable or improbable. One must strive to make their words probable and to adjust their ideational content so that the statements will be beautiful and acceptable and intellectually feasible. One must also strive not to ascribe to them the guilty iniquity of a tenuous or weak svara theory. None of their words should fall to the earth, for they are all the words of the living God, Divrei Elokim Chaim. And if they are empty, the emptiness is from you. So that was that's end quote citation from Darkei HaTalmud, chapter 1, section 3. There are clear similarities between the principle of humanity and Emunas Chachamim. Both prompt the reader to grant the text in question the benefit of the doubt, interpreting it in the best light possible. Both effectively counteract the straw man fallacy by encouraging a steel man approach. It is the differences between these two principles which interest me. The principle of humanity dictates that our interpretation of the text should be guided by, quote, our own sense of what is true, end quote, as the first version has it. The second goes further and says that we must, quote, attribute to him or her the propositional attitudes one supposes one would have oneself in those circumstances. In other words, we interpret the words in light of our own ideas. In contrast, Emunas Chachamim prompts us to move outside of our current understanding, recognizing that we are dealing with superior minds who will expand our horizons of understanding. The limitation, of course, is that whereas the principle of humanity can and should be applied to everyone, Emunas Chachamim applies on a sliding scale based on the extent to which the author is deemed a chacham, is deemed wise. This necessitates a prior judgment to be made by the reader, one which, unfortunately, the reader is not always equipped to make. At least the principle of humanity can act as a failsafe for when Emunas Chachamim misfires. If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at RabbiSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening, thank you to my readers for reading, and thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.